With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early! Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early! Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi,
featuring trial consultant and body language expert Susan Constantine.
What's next for Rex Heerman? What's next for his estranged wife, Asa Elrup? Because she's going to be going to court. She wants to see the evidence for herself. Being married to someone for that long, I mean, who wouldn't? Here to talk about all of the new complexities in this case, Susan Constantine, body language expert. Let's start with Asa, because she's been in the headlines the past couple of days as we get closer now to seeing Rex in court for more hearings and such. Asa visiting him in court for the first, or visiting him rather in jail for the first time since his arrest. And the attorney also saying that all the information that she has, all that she knows, is what's been reported in the media thus far. Still have not had an interview or a conversation with any detectives or investigators, which I find kind of shocking. But what's your take on Asa, knowing that she went in for that meeting with her husband and she's still not divorced, wants to see the evidence for herself? What's your thoughts?
Yeah, you know what? I think that there's a part of her that wants to be able to reconcile what has been coming out in the press, that she was married to this guy. Mm-hmm. That how he could live in the same house and have this completely double life. And I think for her, in which we don't know, is how do we know if the investigators are not using her to get him to confess or to open up about other murders? She could be used as an informant, so to speak, to get her again. But we don't know that. I'm just saying that hypothetically.
Yeah.
If you think about you or anyone else, and you think you're married to this person who you were married to for so many years, and you never saw any sort of those signs, I think there's a part of every human being that just wants to know why.
Yeah.
There's a sense of like, they've been so completely bamboozled. They just have to have some form of closure.
Yeah.
For themselves. How could that ever have happened? There's also, people that, and I see this with both men and women, that it's almost like their own ego is bruised. Like they never saw it before, that they, since they didn't see it, it didn't really happen. Mm-hmm. The sense of denial.
Yeah.
You know, they almost don't want to know the truth. And I've seen this so many times in cases I've worked on, and where somebody would go back to an abusive person, and it's all the signs and signals and everything is written on the wall. And then they start making excuses for themselves. Mm-hmm. I mean, you think about Cindy Anthony and how much she covered for Casey, right? With the chloroform. Yeah. She took the hit for a lot of that stuff. Why? I think that there's a part of their own ego, embarrassment, shame. How come they didn't know? And then they, you know, what kind of wife am I that I didn't know that he was out killing all these other prostitutes? Maybe she's trying to say, well, you know, you think about he was a murderer and he was killing these prostitutes, but he was also, based on that, he was committing adultery and he was having other sexual relations. So I'm sure that for her to have clarity, I think she might just want to meet him eye to eye, face to face, look at me, tell me what happened. Mm-hmm. And but then is she going to, she could go both ways, right? She could go any way, just saying, listen, I don't believe it. He told me he didn't do it. So therefore it's truth. All this other stuff is lies. It's a conspiracy. They're trying to set him up and all this other kind of stuff. Other than saying, hey, no, his DNA was there. We have a dumping ground. He was at these locations. The pings were there. And it's amazing, even with Casey Anthony's case, the mother would come up with an excuse for everything. Every single thing. I don't care what it was, she had an excuse for it. And I sat through that trial the entire time, every day since the beginning. And I think that there's a part of that pride, the ego, disbelief, shame, guilt, all of that kind of stuff that is in play, delusionment, lied to, deceived. They don't want to, I don't think that people want to believe that they actually had a relationship or they were married to a person like this. And they almost want to justify it for their own self.
Is it, trying to make an analogy for someone who, you know, has not been through a loved one being accused of murder, is it almost kind of in the same vein of politics, if you will, someone who digs in on a candidate, they're the best, blah, 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 blah. They're very enthusiastic about them. And then all of a sudden, you know, all of the skeletons come out of the closet and it turns out this person is nothing like they presented them to be. But you've already said, this is a great person. That's a great, you'd have to back away from that. And a lot of people don't like to do that because that doesn't, you have to admit to being wrong, of making a bad choice. In the same way here, if in fact, let's assume Asa is telling the truth and that she has no clue about any of these things, that's a lot to take in to say, how did I not know all these things? I've been defending him for years. Maybe people have said something and I've always stood by his side. To have to walk that back, that's a very difficult thing for human beings to do.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how she is able to work with them, work through those emotions, other than getting some really good psychological advice. Mm-hmm. Because really what we're looking at is, even though, like you said, with the politics issue, is that they just dig their heels in and everything that, regardless of what side you're on, and it's like the writing is on the wall and you don't want to believe it, but you still want to stand with it, because I'm not saying, I'm not putting myself there, because that's not me. I'm actually a neutral.
Yeah.
I am definitely a neutral. And so they don't look at things objectively and have there's a lot of self-deception that goes in there, right? Mm-hmm. And the lack of emotional intelligence, right? To be able to look at things, not just emotionally, but subjectively and objectively. And this is one of the things that's a really big pet peeve for me. And, you know, in my book, Tony, this is the kind of things that I'm going to be talking about. Why do people believe someone that is obviously, all of the evidence is right in front of you. I don't care if it's from cheating to a murder suspect to a former employer, a bankman, or whoever it is. Why do people believe it? I think that there's people that just so desperately want to believe in something, and the fear of having that shaken underneath them, they don't feel on solid ground. So if they dig their heels in, then it becomes truth. Again, it's their truth, right?
Yeah.
And then there's the ego and all of that plays into it, how they're not going to want to admit to it. A person who has evolved in life, I think the more neutral they can become, still forming strong opinions about whatever it is, but not being flexible or malleable is a problem. You know, you have to look at this. What are the symptoms? What are the signs? What's the evidence? And go from there. You have emotion, but the emotion should not be the leader. It should be this objectivity, the evidence that you see.
Yeah.
That should lead you. So, and it's not just with men, but women primarily will do this. They'll go back to abusers. They'll justify themselves. I have a friend of mine right now that's a son going through a divorce. The wife was having an affair, and now they're still going to work things out. And he's trying to, now he starts talking about all the good things that the person did, right? They're wonderful. They were a wonderful wife. They were this, and they forget all of the other stuff, right? Like pretend it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Well, the bottom line is it did. And if they, you know, raise their ugly head one time, there's a good chance they're going to do it again.
Sure. Sure.
So it's really interesting. I think the psychology of why people believe a liar, I think, is not so much more about believing them as it is about them feeling as if they made a bad decision and they don't want to admit to it and they don't want to see their own inability to really read what really is going on. And then they justify it. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot that goes on there. And it's just, to me, it's just so interesting why people do what they do. It's what Dr. Phil says. He's really interested in why people do what they do. And so am I.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.